We of the evangelical faith are in the rather awkward position of criticizing Roman Catholicism for its weight of unscriptural impedimenta, and at the same time tolerating in our own churches a world of religious fribble as bad as holy water or the elevated host. Heresy of method may be as deadly as heresy of message. Old-line Protestantism has long ago been smothered to death by extra-scriptural rubbish. Unless we of the gospel churches wake up soon, we shall most surely die by the same means. Within the last few years, a new method has been invented for imparting spiritual knowledge, or to be more accurate, it is not new at all, but is an adaptation of a gadget of some years' standing, one by which its origin and background belongs not to the church but to the world. Some within the fold of the church have thrown their mantle over it, have blessed it with a text, and are now trying to show that it is the very gift of God for our day. But, however eloquent the sales talk, it is an unauthorized addition nevertheless, and was never a part of the pattern shown us on the Mount. I refer, of course, to the religious movie. For the motion picture as such, I have no irrational allergy. It is a mechanical invention merely, and is in its essence amoral. That is, it is neither good nor bad, but neutral. With any physical object or any creature lacking the power of choice, it could not be otherwise. Whether such an object is useful or harmful depends altogether upon who uses it and what he uses it for. No moral quality attaches where there is no free choice. Sin and righteousness lie in the will. The motion picture is in the same class as the automobile, the typewriter, or the radio, a powerful instrument for good or evil, depending upon how it is applied. For teaching the facts of physical science, the motion picture has been useful. The public schools have used it successfully to teach health habits to children. The army employed it to speed up instruction during the war. That it has been of real service within its limited field is freely acknowledged here. Over against this is the fact that the motion picture, in evil hands, has been a source of moral corruption to millions. No one who values his reputation as a responsible adult will deny that the sex movie and the crime movie have done untold injury to the lives of countless young people in our generation. The harm lies not in the instrument itself, but in the evil will of those who use it for their own selfish ends. I am convinced that the modern religious movie is an example of the harmful misuse of a neutral instrument. There are sound reasons for my belief. I am prepared to state them. That I may be as clear as possible, let me explain what I do and do not mean by the religious movie. I do not mean the missionary picture, nor the travel picture, which aims to focus attention upon one or another section of the world's great harvest field. These do not come under consideration here. By the religious movie, I mean that type of motion picture which attempts to treat spiritual themes by dramatic representation. These are, as their advocates dare not deny, frank imitations of the authentic Hollywood variety. But the truth requires me to say that they are infinitely below their models, being mostly awkward, amateurish, and from an artistic standpoint, hopelessly and piteously bad. These pictures are produced by acting a religious story before the camera. Take, for example, the famous and beautiful story of the prodigal son. This would be made into a movie by treating the narrative as a scenario. Stage scenery would be set up. Actors would take the roles of father, prodigal son, elder brother, etc. There would be plot, sequence, and dramatic denouement as in the ordinary